This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization has given its authorization for emergency use of COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China Sinopharm. The decision by a WHO technical advisory group opens the possibility that the vaccine could be included into the UN-backed COVAX program in coming weeks or months and distributed through UNICEF and the WHO's Regional Office for the Americas. Sinopharm has released very little data publicly, aside from the efficacy numbers for its two vaccine shots, one developed by its Beijing Institute of Biological Products and the other by the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products. The Beijing shot is one that was considered by the WHO for an emergency use listing. Countries fighting new surges of the coronavirus are trying to ensure that they are not being hit by an India-style disaster. They face many of the same risks, including widespread shirking of restrictions and fragile health systems. Egypt this week imposed its strictest measures in months, including closing restaurants and shops in the evening, as it faces a third wave of infections. Turkey, Pakistan, and other countries are beefing up health systems to keep down the rise of new cases. Wealthier nations, as they immunize more people, are finding room to open up. Britain has announced a first tentative step toward resuming international travel for UK citizens. It said they will be able to travel to countries including Portugal, Iceland, and Israel later this month without having to quarantine upon their return. The Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said the country's current blanket ban on overseas vacations is being replaced by a traffic light system.